And finally, the other issue we wanted to bring up is the issue of post-adjuvant therapy treatment. I think this is probably the first time in oncology we've actually seen this, where people go through a full course of adjuvant chemotherapy, or in this case with anti-HER therapy, Joyce, and then they get a second wave of therapy, so-called post-adjuvant therapy with a tyrosine kinase inhibitor and neratinib. We'll talk about that as it relates to metastatic disease as well. But I guess, Joyce, the strange thing about this is it looks like the patients who are ER positive benefit better. Any comment on that?
Yes, you know, for breast cancers that are estrogen receptor positive and HER2 positive, I always tell patients that we really know what's driving this breast cancer. It turns out you really have to block both. If you block one, then if you block the estrogen receptor, then the HER2 comes up as a mechanism of escape of the breast cancer. And conversely, if you just block HER2, estrogen receptor comes up. And so if you block them both, very, very powerful. That's what the cancer cell is dependent on. So it's very fortunate that we know that and we can block them both, and it's really effective.
So this is actually an anti-HER tyrosine kinase inhibitor. We know that one of the problems when it was first being utilized was diarrhea, Daniel. And you've had a couple of patients you're going to present. Well, actually one who's getting it now, actually. What we've been hearing is that with a lot of attention to preventing diarrhea, these patients do fairly well. Daniel, what's your experience been with neratinib?
Initially, typically the diarrhea is always the biggest concern for patients. So our nurses or I will, you know, educate the patient as far as like what therapies we utilize to help minimize this side effect. So we follow up our patients pretty closely and they call us too when they have symptoms. Thankfully, the packaging for neratinib kind of really spells out, you know, how to utilize the anti-diarrhea prophylaxis, like the loperamide, the budesonide, how to use it, how to utilize it. So we kind of go over that with the patient. And usually, you know, using those methods, we can typically minimize the diarrhea effect so the patient can remain on treatment, because the whole point is to keep them on the treatment. But in some cases, we have had some patients where even with anti-diarrheal prophylaxis, they still weren't unable to get that symptom controlled and they have dropped off. But typically, we try to get that control so we can keep them on as much as possible to finish the whole year.
I saw a question pop up about the dose escalation, and I think that's been a big part of the mitigation of the diarrhea that was so profound when we first started with this. So speaking of diarrhea, and I'm sorry, but that comes up a lot in oncology. Mm-hmm. Marissa, we know that pertuzumab, the anti-HER antibody, it's a second anti-HER antibody that seems to add to trastuzumab. It is typically used in a neoadjuvant situation. TCHP is a common therapy. And then in patients who have high-risk disease after surgery, it's often used. Any comments, Marissa, about your experience? Sometimes it may be hard to separate out what's the pertuzumab, what's the chemo, et cetera. But diarrhea has been an issue that has been a problem with patients. In general, what's your experience been with pertuzumab, Marissa?
I think overall patients, as long as they're, you know, mentally prepared, like we do treatment review to discuss, you know, prepare them for possible side effects they may have. I just always, you know, of course we talk about diarrhea forever, it seems like, but, you know, we just discuss the importance of really stopping it, you know, controlling it. If you're not controlling it with the medications we give you, then you have to notify our office so that we can come in and have patients get fluids, hydration, get labs if they need to. So, you know, it's definitely, I just always emphasize that patients have to be open in their lines of communication with us. If we don't know that they're having issues, then it can get out of control if they wait 4 or 5 days to call the office, you know, with diarrhea. So I really emphasize that when I talk to patients so that they know, you know, the importance of checking in with us if they're having issues with diarrhea. But overall, I think patients do okay. It's just preparing them up front so that they're educated and know how many stools are too many and when to call us and manage that from home ideally.